It's time to preview our first fall sports team of the 2021 season. We're going to talk New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva football with the head coach of the Panthers, Mark Krueger. And Mark, a good afternoon, and thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule.
Yes, no problem. Thank you for having me on.
Mark is in his fourth year as the head coach of the Panthers. And Mark, before we talk about the upcoming season, talk about what happened last year. And I know to recap last year is kind of probably tough for a lot of football coaches because it was a season that was put on pause and then started and then paused again through the COVID era. Give us the best recap you can on how things went for the Panther football team last season.
Yeah, it was really a struggle for us just because we actually were shut down three separate times. We had our summer workouts and we were shut down from our school having some positive cases. And then right when they kind of had that, before they added football back to the fall, we had like a two-week span where you could run kind of it was like spring football, but in the fall, we got shut down in the middle of that. So we were at a late start to the actual season. And then we had another shutdown in our season. So we went through a lot of ups and downs with that. And we ended up with only four games overall, going 2-2. And, it's really nice this year getting to get back into things. And it feels like we're focused on football more than last year. It felt the number one focus was COVID.
Now, when it comes to playoffs, I know some teams played playoff games, some opted out, some got, I guess, maybe a section final, that they called it a section final. Was there any kind of postseason for the Panthers last season?
Yes, we had our first-round playoff game, which is actually our first game off of what ended up being a three-week break. Because of COVID, we had different kids on quarantine. We just were entirely shut down. So we had 3 weeks off, and then we came back to play the Medford Tigers in a playoff game, and we lost that game 0-21.
Mark Krueger again, head coach, New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva. Again, talking Panther football. The good news is it's a new season. Practice started last week for football teams. And Mark, I guess that's my next question. How has practice gone for the guys so far?
So far, 1 week in, as a team, we look great. That's kind of something we've talked about as coaches is every day. You know, that first day, you're like, everyone looks good without pads. So it's kind of funny. As we see, we keep going every day. We still look good, so that's a good sign. We have a lot of boys back that have played a lot of significant roles for us, a lot of starters, and a lot of depth players back this year. So we have a pretty strong squad.
Now, Mark, I know you probably don't have a roster in front of you, but just talk about maybe some of the key players. You talked about a lot of guys coming back from last season. If you know off the top of your head, or maybe you do have a roster in front of you, talk about some of those key players that will be very important for this year's Panther squad.
Yeah, I'll go through a couple. First on offense, a quarterback, Porter Peterson, kind of takes the reins at that this year. His first year as a starting quarterback, but he has spent, this will be his third year starting on varsity. Played running back, receiver, and then he's played a defensive back and defense as well. So he's kind of the leader of the team this year, as well as Bo Budak and Jack Olson are two of our top receivers who I think we'll be able to see. We're a team that throws the ball a bit more than other teams in southern Minnesota, so we usually put some stats in there in the box. And then Andrew Phillips will be our running back. As a sophomore last year, Andrew kind of came out of nowhere and had a great season, and then had just a fantastic summer kind of doing the different camp circuits and different things, and ended up being on some different publications for an all-state team going into the season. So really excited to see what Andrew has. Again. And we also just have a lot of guys to talk about on the line, but one of them being Wyatt Grosskreutz, being a great lineman for us. He'll be a junior this year as well. And we just have like a big, strong offensive line really excited about.
It all starts in the trenches, right? You got to have guys up front that can block. They make the quarterback and the running backs look good, right?
Yes, it's those guys. And that's what I was when I was in high school, remember. And one of the really exciting things is everyone on our offensive line this year, I think, is about 200 pounds or more. So we'll be one of the bigger offensive lines on our schedule.
I'll say for your size school district, that's a pretty good line. You're gonna overpower a lot of teams, don't you think?
That's definitely our hope. Just kind of what we've done with our – we had a camp up in Bemidji, and our line looked really good up there. And kind of what we've seen in practice is you wouldn't think we're a small school offensive line with some of the size that we have right now.
Mark Krueger, again, the head coach, New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva football. And talk about the camp. When did that take place? And you said it was up in Bemidji?
Yep, we went to the Bemidji State team camp. That was at the end of July. We kind of like to go up there. You know, it's a five-hour drive for us, but we get to get away from any schools we would see at some of the closer camps. And it's just, it's a fun feeling to be up north and in the in the trees and the water up there. So we had a great camp up there, going to do some different drills and work in scrimmages with some of the northern Minnesota schools and some like team competitions to kind of see our team, how they held up against a lot of city schools and a lot of northern Minnesota schools.
Now, Mark, before you get to your opener on Friday, September 30, a home game against Kenyon-Wadamingo, is there any scrimmages against other teams that are planned before then?
Yeah, we will scrimmage with Triton, PEM, and Winona this Saturday on the 28th.
And where's the scrimmage taking place?
I'll be at Triton.
At Triton. So, and when you go into a scrimmage, what is kind of the mentality as a head coach? What are you mainly looking to accomplish during a scrimmage?
Really, my goal is to get film on everyone. I want to get as much guys in as we can so I can see what we really have. You know, when live bullets are going, you kind of think of it that way. And especially when the defense doesn't know you, so they're going to go as hard as they can, or you're not going to be able to guess the offensive play because you know the guy across the ball. So it's good. I want to get as much film on the guys that have a chance to play varsity as I can so we can really evaluate who's kind of stepped up after these 2 weeks.
Previewing again Panther football, Mark Krueger with us here on Kate Radio. Friday, September 3rd, home against Kenyon-Wadamingo. Friday, September 10th at Merritt Lutheran. Friday, September 17th at home against Janesville-Waldorf-Pemberton. Friday, September 24th at St. Clair-Loyola. Friday, October 1st at home against GFW. Friday, October 8th at Medford. Friday, October 15th at Blooming Prairie. And Wednesday, October 20th at home against Waterville-Elysian-Morristown. All those games are 7 o'clock starts. And, you know, every game is important. But, Mark, when you look ahead at the schedule, if there's any kind of rival matchup, or if you know when homecoming is, what are some of the, again, they're all big games, they're all key games, but if you had to talk about a couple of opponents on the upcoming schedule, what would be maybe you got to come see this game kind of games?
I think the biggest one is getting to play Blooming Prairie again. It's been a while since NRHG has played Blooming Prairie, and they've kind of had a really nice run football, so we're excited to get a chance to play them, and they've gotten a couple years in a row now, they've not lost, so it'll be fun to see what we can do against them. And then we get to end the year against Waterville, Elysian, Morristown, one of our biggest rivals. So it's exciting to get them back on the schedule after they move districts and now we've moved districts again.
And do you know offhand which game's the homecoming game?
The homecoming will be October 1st against GFW.
So make that on your calendar. Put it on your calendar there, Panther fans. Again, GFW in town for homecoming on Friday, October 1st. Mark Krueger, head coach, New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva football team, previewing his team here on Kate Radio as they kick off the season Friday, September 3rd at home against Kenyon-Wadamingo. And Mark, anything else you want to add about your squad before we let you go?
I'm just really excited to get a season going and how hard this group has worked. We're excited to see what we can do on the field, and I think it'll be a great year for our team.
Mark, thank you so much for the time today. Appreciate it. We'll be in touch this season, and good luck with the scrimmage on Saturday and on opening night on September 3rd.
Yes, thank you very much.